Flame of Love Rosary, Glorious Mysteries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open hearts and minds, seeking your guidance and protection as we gather to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary of the Flame of Love. We entrust ourselves to the care of our guardian angels and ask that they guide us on our spiritual journey. We ask for the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who has so graciously shared her flame of love with us, and we ask for the strength and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to guide us in our meditations. We ask that you send your Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds and fill our hearts with love and devotion. As we meditate on the mysteries of the Rosary, we ask for your help in opening ourselves to your will and allowing your love to fill us and guide us on our journey. We ask for the intercession of the Blessed Mother Mary and all the saints as we pray for the healing and conversion of all souls. We offer up this prayer in humility and with open hearts, ready to receive your grace and love. May this rosary bring us closer to you and to one another. Amen. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together, may our hands gather in unity, may our hearts beat in unison, may our souls be in harmony, may our thoughts be as one, may our ears listen to the silence together, may our glances profoundly penetrate each other, may our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen. Close your eyes and imagine Jesus standing before you. As we visualize Jesus standing before us, we are invited to approach each of his wounds, one by one, and imagine ourselves kissing them. We offer ourselves to the Heavenly Father through all the wounds of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We kiss the wound of your sacred head with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We kiss the wounds of your sacred feet with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We kiss the wounds of your sacred hands with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We kiss the wound of your sacred shoulder with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We kiss the wound of your sacred side with sorrow deep and true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. For an increase in the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by the means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. All you holy men and women in heaven, pray with us. The first glorious mystery, the resurrection. We lift our hearts in supplication for our beloved spouse, speaking their name before the Lord with love and devotion. We implore the Lord's guidance and protection upon the spiritual, physical, and emotional well-being of our spouses, that they may be blessed with good health, happiness, and holiness. May they grow closer to Christ, be protected from all evil, and be a source of goodness and grace in the world and in our family. We also remember in our prayers the ancestors of our spouse who are still in purgatory, asking for the Lord's mercy and love to be upon them, that our prayers may shorten the time of their suffering, and they may be united with the Lord in eternal glory. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 5. Dear Jesus, we offer you our sincerest gratitude for fulfilling your promise of rising from the dead after 3 days in the tomb. Your resurrection serves as a testament to your power and divinity. Yet you chose to carry out this miraculous act with humility and simplicity. Through your example, you have taught us the importance of humility and simplicity in all aspects of our lives. You have shown us that it is not about seeking the approval of others or boasting about our accomplishments, but rather about doing our tasks with love in our hearts and avoiding judgment of others. You have reminded us that true character is revealed by one's actions and fruits, and that it is through these that we will truly know a person. Your resurrection also serves as a source of comfort and reassurance for us, as it exemplifies your trustworthiness and the veracity of your words. We pray that all humanity may come to know you as their Saviour and place their trust in you fully, knowing that you are capable of resolving all our problems and protecting us from harm. In a world that is often filled with sadness and despair, we ask that you bring joy, peace, and comfort to those who are troubled. We know that you have the power to bring light to the darkest of places and bring hope to the hopeless. Thank you with our hearts for loving us so much. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose physical body lay in the sepulchre for a period of 36 hours. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, the risen Lord, who emerged victorious from the tomb, overcoming death and granting eternal life to all who believe in him. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, for whom the earth trembled as the stone sealing his tomb was rolled away, revealing his triumph over death and the power of his resurrection. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose guards were suborned with bribery to fabricate a falsehood regarding his resurrection, despite the truth of his victorious emergence from the tomb. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose shroud bears the evidence of his resurrection, displaying the miraculous power of his triumph over death and the glory of his risen body. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who appeared to his most holy mother, Mary, after his resurrection, granting her the comfort and the joy of seeing him alive, and assuring her of his love and victory over death. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who joined his disciples on the road, illuminating the meaning of Scripture and revealing the truth of his teachings in the light of his resurrection. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who is made known in the breaking of the bread, as he revealed himself to his disciples after his resurrection, showing that he is truly risen and present in the Eucharist. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who opened the minds of his apostles to understand the Scriptures, revealing the truth of his teachings and the significance of his death and resurrection. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who fulfilled the feast of first fruits, as the firstborn from the dead, the first to rise from the dead, and the first to ascend to heaven. He is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep in death, and the guarantee of the resurrection of the dead. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The second glorious mystery, the Ascension. We lift our hearts in supplication for each of our precious children, speaking their names before the Lord with love and devotion. We implore the Lord's guidance and protection upon the spiritual, physical, and emotional well-being of our children, that they may be blessed with good health, happiness, and holiness. We entreat God to preserve them in purity and to guide their hearts and minds towards truth, goodness, and beauty. May they grow in the love of Christ and be a shining light in this world of darkness. We also remember in our prayers our ancestors who are still in purgatory, asking for the Lord's mercy and love to be upon them, that they may be swiftly liberated from their suffering and be united with the Lord in eternal glory. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Mark chapter 16, verse 19. Dear Jesus, we are eternally grateful for your resurrection and ascension as you have prophesied. The love and care you displayed towards your disciples before your departure is truly moving. You comforted them by assuring them that you were not leaving them alone, but that you were preparing a place for them where they could join you and live eternally in happiness. You entrusted them with the task of spreading the good news that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that those who believe in you shall not die but have eternal life. You also reminded them that you would not leave them without support, and that you would send them the Holy Spirit to strengthen them in their mission. We are grateful for your thoughtfulness and provision for us in every situation, even when we may feel alone, tired, or inadequate. We love you, Jesus, and we want to trust and love you more fully. Please give us the strength we need to see, love, and serve you as your messengers among your children in the world, that we may continue to help you in your mission and save the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who appeared to Mary Magdalene, one of his most devoted followers, after his resurrection, granting her the joy and comfort of seeing him alive, and assuring her of his love, and commissioning her to spread the news of his resurrection. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who remained on earth for 40 days after his resurrection, to prepare his apostles for their mission, instructing them in the truth of his teachings and the significance of his death and resurrection, and bestowing upon them the power of the Holy Spirit to carry out their ministry. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who instituted the sacrament of reconciliation, granting his apostles the authority to forgive sins in his name, to heal the wounded hearts, and to bring the peace to the souls of his followers who seek to be reconciled with God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who gently rebuked Thomas for his initial disbelief by inviting him to touch his wounds, proving that he is truly risen from the dead, and thus granting him the grace of faith, so that he should confess Jesus as my Lord and my God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who commanded his apostles to proclaim the good news of the gospel to all nations, to teach the truth of his teachings, to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to make disciples of all people, as they were sent to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who promised to remain with us forever, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, as the source of our strength, guidance, and comfort, assuring us that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that we can always count on his presence and his love in every moment of our lives. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who reminds us that he is the Word, the embodiment of the Torah, the living embodiment of God's teachings, the fulfillment of all scripture, and the one who reveals the fullness of God's truth, love, and wisdom. He is the one who brings the ultimate understanding and interpretation of God's word, and the one who guides us in the path of righteousness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who strengthened Peter, one of his closest apostles, by restoring him to the faith after his denial, and giving him the task to strengthen his fellow brothers, to be the rock upon which he would build his church, and granting him the authority to bind and loose in heaven and on earth. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who after his ascension left us so that we could listen to the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Comforter, and the Spirit of Truth, who would lead us into all truth, enlighten us with the understanding of the Scriptures, and empower us to live according to his teachings and to fulfill our mission in this world. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who after fulfilling his mission on earth, and after spending 40 days with his disciples, ascended bodily into heaven, in the presence of his disciples, in a glorious and triumphant manner, to take his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, where he intercedes for us, and from where he will return in glory to judge the living and the dead. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Spirit. We lift our hearts in prayer for the well-being and salvation of our extended family, our spiritual family, and our benefactors. We implore the Lord's protection and guidance upon our parents, our siblings, our grandchildren, and our in-laws, that they may grow in faith and wisdom. We pray for our spiritual family, including our godchildren and anyone we have sponsored in the Catholic faith, for their spiritual nourishment and growth, that their lives may be fruitful in the love of Christ. We also remember in our prayers the deceased members of our faith community, entreating the Lord to release them swiftly from their suffering, to grant them eternal peace and joy in his presence. We ask that they may be remembered in the communion of saints, and that they may intercede for us. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Dear Jesus, we are eternally grateful for the sacrifice you made by coming to earth and saving us, before you return to heaven, preparing a place for all of us there. You have not abandoned us, as you have kept your promise to send the Holy Spirit to your apostles and to all your people, so that you can be with us always. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit that is a constant companion, providing us with the help and strength we need to navigate through life. We recognize that the Holy Spirit is especially present in times of need, offering clarity, enlightenment, and understanding of God's ways. Today, we humbly ask that you send the Holy Spirit to us, to aid us in the many needs of our hearts, both known and unknown to us, to trust in your love and grace, and thank you for your continued presence in our lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who during the sacrament of confirmation bestowed the Holy Spirit upon his followers in the form of tongues of fire. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, imparted wisdom to his followers, empowering them to strive for heavenly pursuits. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who bestowed upon his followers the gift of understanding, illuminating their minds with the radiance of divine truth. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, that through his guidance equipped us with the wisdom to make sound choices and tread the certain path of pleasing God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who through his knowledge gifted to us the understanding to comprehend the nature and ways of God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who through his provision of fortitude enables us to bear our crosses alongside him with perseverance and determination. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who through his piety imbued his followers with the ability to find pleasure and delight in serving God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who through his teachings instilled on his followers a reverence and fear of offending God, so that they would always strive to avoid displeasing God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who through his teachings and actions opened the hearts of his followers to accept and understand the significance of a crucified Christ. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who by fulfilling the prophecy of the Feast of Pentecost, sent the Holy Spirit to his followers, empowering them to spread the message of Christianity. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The fourth glorious mystery, the Assumption. we lift our hearts in supplication for the Universal Church, imploring the guidance of the Holy Spirit upon the Pope and bishops, that they may lead with wisdom and discernment in the implementation of Jesus' teachings. We pray for all priests, religious, and those who have dedicated their lives to the service of God, asking for the strength to remain steadfast in their vocation. We pray for the laity to embrace their role as labourers in God's vineyard, to be active in spreading the good news and living out their faith. We also pray for our separated brothers and sisters in Christ, as well as for non-believers, that they may come to know the love of God and the saving grace of Jesus. We remember in our prayers particularly those souls who have attained salvation but have no one to pray for them, asking for the Lord's mercy and love to be upon them. Henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me. Luke chapter 1, verses 48 to 49. Dear Blessed Virgin Mary, you have exemplified holiness and obedience to God throughout your life, earning a special place in the hearts of the Holy Trinity. You were chosen to be the mother of Jesus due to your pure and virtuous nature. You were a model of compassion and kindness, never speaking ill of others, and always seeking to help and protect those in need. As our spiritual mother, we ask for your guidance and intercession. Teach us how to live our lives in a manner that pleases God, and to make choices that align with His will. Help us to follow your example of love and devotion to God and to others. We also ask for your prayers for us, as so many in the world are suffering from injustice, lack of love, loneliness, and rejection. We pray that our hearts may be awakened to the deep love that God has for us, and that we may come to fully understand and feel the love that you have for us. You have said that if we knew how much we are loved, we would cry out for joy. But our hearts have been hardened, and we don't feel it as it is. Please pray for us, dear Mother, that we may come to know and feel God's love in a deeper way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother requested to see all the apostles one last time, granted her wish, and in that meeting he imparted upon them his love and blessings. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother was overcome by the overwhelming sensation of divine love, was a witness to our profound and deep spiritual experience, which was a great source of inspiration for all his followers. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who upon his assumption took his mother into heaven with him, ensuring her eternal salvation and a place at the side of God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who in his infinite care and love did not allow his mother to suffer the fate of physical decay, but rather, through his divine power, brought her into eternal life. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother's immaculate conception, as a doctrine of the Catholic Church, precluded the stain of original sin and death. She was conceived without sin, and therefore did not experience physical death, but was assumed body and soul into heaven by God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother's body and soul, at the end of her earthly life, were taken to heaven together, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother at Medjugorje said she went to heaven before death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother is the new Eve of the Proto-Evangelium, as foretold in the ancient promise of salvation. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother will triumphantly crush the head of Satan. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The fifth glorious mystery, the crowning of Our Lady as Queen of Heaven. We pray for ourselves. We humbly implore the Lord to grant us the fortitude to live lives that are in conformity with the divine call we have received, to become individuals after God's own heart, to embrace the vocation of marriage with selfless love and sacrifice, to be a source of joy in our homes, and to radiate the merciful love of God to our children. May we be the salt of the earth, a beacon of light to the world, a shining city on a hill, that through our actions all may see the goodness of God and give him glory. We also pray for an increase in souls dedicated to assisting those in purgatory, that they may be swiftly liberated from their suffering and be united with the Lord in eternal glory. And a great portent appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Dear Most Holy Virgin Mary, as the Queen of Heaven and Earth, you are a shining example of living a life of love and purity. As our Mother and Queen, we are honoured to be considered your children, princes and princesses in the Kingdom of Heaven. In times of worry and uncertainty, we are reminded of your unwavering love for us and the power of your intercession. We humbly beseech you to continue to pray for us and to convey our petitions to your Son, Jesus, who we know will never refuse your requests. Please open our hearts to the truth of God's boundless love for us and help us to love and appreciate him in return. We are forever grateful for your motherly love and guidance. We love you, Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother is the Theotokos, the God-bearer, the one who bore within her womb the incarnate Word of God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, born of the Immaculate Conception in the womb of Mary, pure and untouched by sin. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother is immaculately conceived and free from the stain of sin. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother is the pure and unblemished spouse of the Holy Spirit. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother is the co-redemptrix, the one who stood by his side in the ultimate act of sacrifice and love for humanity. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother, the Ark of the New Covenant, bearing within her the very Son of God, is the embodiment of salvation and grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother is the embodiment of the original sanctuary, the first tabernacle. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, whose mother is the mediatrix of all grace, through whom blessings flow and graces are bestowed upon us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, Christ the King, whose royal throne as a Davidic king is graced by the presence of his Queen Mother, Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, who has crowned his mother, Mary, as the Queen of heaven and earth. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most in need of thy mercy. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the power of the flame of love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace and blessings bestowed upon us through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We ask for your continued guidance and protection as we meditate on the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. We entrust ourselves to the care of our guardian angels and ask for their continued presence in our lives. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour, we pray. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the Masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech thee, that while meditating on these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may both imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together, may our hands gather in unity, may our hearts beat in unison, may our souls be in harmony, may our thoughts be as one, may our ears listen to the silence together, may our glances profoundly penetrate each other, may our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen. Blessed Virgin Mary, our cherished Heavenly Mother, you love God and us, your children, so much that you offer us to your Divine Son Jesus on the cross, to forgive us by our Heavenly Father and to obtain our salvation, so that all those who believe in him do not perish but obtain eternal life. With a filial confidence we pray to you, Virgin Mary, that the flame of love of your Immaculate Heart, kindled by the Holy Spirit, you ignite in our languid hearts the fire of a perfect love for God and all humanity, so that together with you, with one heart, we love God and our neighbour. Help us to transmit this holy flame to all people of good will, so that the flame of love extinguishes hatred everywhere on earth, and that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, be the King and centre of all hearts, in the sacrament of his love, on the throne of our altars. Amen. My adorable Jesus, we ask you to take us in spirit before your Eucharistic presence throughout the world. Take us and place us where we belong in the divine fire. Share with us your Immaculate Conception. To you, O blessed Joseph, do we come in our tribulation. Having implored the help of your most holy spouse, we confidently invoke your patronage also, that through the charity which bound you to the Immaculate Virgin, Mother of God, and through the paternal love with which you embrace the child Jesus, we humbly beg you graciously to regard the inheritance which Jesus Christ has purchased by his blood, and with your power and strength to aid us in our necessities. O most watchful guardian of the Holy Family, defend the children of God, O most loving Father. Ward off from us every contagion of error and corrupting influence. O our most mighty protector, be kind to us, and from heaven assist us in our struggle with the power of darkness. As you once rescued the child Jesus from deadly peril, so now protect God's holy church from the snares of the enemy, and from all adversity, shield too each one of us by your constant protection, so that supported by your example and your aid, we may be able to live piously, to die in holiness, and to obtain eternal happiness in heaven. Amen. Saint Joseph, guardian of the Holy Family, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Prayers for the Pope. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effects of grace of thy flame of love over all humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits that wander in the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we trust in you. Have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we trust in you. Have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we trust in you. Have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. San Diego de Alcala, pray for us. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. Saint Nicholas of Torrentine, pray for us. Saint Anthony, pray for us. Saint Cyprian, pray for us. Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for us. Saint Carol Walchula, pray for us. Saint Mother Teresa, pray for us. Saint George Preca, pray for us. Saint Gemma Galgani, pray for us. Saint Bernadette, pray for us. Saint Joan of Arc, pray for us. Saint Joseph Muscati, pray for us. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. Saint Clare of Assisi, pray for us. Saint Catherine of Alexandria, pray for us. Saint Mary of Egypt, pray for us. Saint Dymphna, pray for us. Saint Rita, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us. Saint Jude, pray for us. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Saint John the Apostle, pray for us. Saint John the Baptist, pray for us. Saint John Vianney, pray for us. Saint Maria Goretti, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Blessed Carlo Acutis, pray for us. All you holy men and women in heaven, pray with us. All the martyrs, pray for us. All the saints in heaven, pray for us. All you holy angels of God, pray for us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Holy Mother of God, pray for us. Holy Virgin of Virgins, pray for us. Mother of Christ, pray for us. Mother of the Church, pray for us. Mother of Mercy, pray for us. Mother of Divine Grace, pray for us. Mother of Hope, pray for us. Mother Most Pure, pray for us. Mother Most Chaste, pray for us. Mother Inviolate, pray for us. Mother Undefiled, pray for us. Mother Most Amiable, pray for us. Mother Admirable, pray for us. Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. Mother of our Creator, pray for us. Mother of our Saviour, pray for us. Virgin Most Prudent, pray for us. Virgin Most Venerable, pray for us. Virgin Most Renowned, pray for us. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. Virgin Most Merciful, pray for us. Virgin Most Faithful, pray for us. Mirror of Justice, pray for us. Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Cause of our Joy, pray for us. Spiritual Vessel, pray for us. Vessel of Honour, pray for us. Singular Vessel of Devotion, pray for us. Mystical Rose, pray for us. Tower of David, pray for us. Tower of Ivory, pray for us. House of Gold, pray for us. Ark of the Covenant, pray for us. Gate of Heaven, pray for us. Morning Star, pray for us. Health of the Sick, pray for us. Refuge of Sinners, pray for us. Solace of Migrants, pray for us. Comfort of the Afflicted, pray for us. Help of Christians, pray for us. Queen of Angels, pray for us. Queen of Patriarchs, pray for us. Queen of Prophets, pray for us. Queen of Apostles, pray for us. Queen of Martyrs, pray for us. Queen of Confessors, pray for us. Queen of Virgins, pray for us. Queen of All Saints, pray for us. Queen conceived without original sin, pray for us. Queen assumed into heaven, pray for us. Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us. Queen of Families, pray for us. Queen of Peace, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, O Lord God, that we, your servants, may enjoy perpetual health of mind and body, and by the glorious intercession of the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may be delivered from present sorrow and obtain eternal joy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.